Welcome, K-State Nation, to its postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this Kansas State podcast. Get right on into a recording on this cold Sunday morning, folks. A week exactly until Christmas Day, 18th of December, 2022, and the Christmas giving keeps on giving for K-State. Last night there in Kansas City, I did not see the first half and change of this ball game due to going to other Christmas parties here. They've been stacking up at least this year, and very thankful for that. Keontae Johnson, boy, oh boy, when he gets pissed, yeah, it's a wrap. And seemed like Nebraska tried to get inside it. It seems like here in the first 11 games of the year, K-State completed game 11 last night against Nebraska and KC in the T-Mobile Center, a.k.a. Sprint Center, folks. And it seems like teams are trying to get under the skin of Keontae Johnson. Nebraska did it. Let's see. I know LSU tried to do it. Nebraska and Nevada try to do it as well. I know the first opponent of the year try to do it as well. It ain't working. Guys, it's not working. Stop doing it. Quit doing it. It's not working. Stop it with the trash talk and all this other stuff. Because you do that, Keontae Johnson going to take his game up a couple of notches. And he did that last night, 23 on Nebraska last night. And even I did see majority of the second half last night on Nebraska trying to make a run at it. There got a little interesting there late for K-State. But, of course, Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg, the whole coach over there trying to foul unnecessary fouls late. Here you're down freaking 10 already. Just stop with the foul. You're not going to come back and win this ball game. I know we've seen some crazy stuff in college basketball over the years, but when you're down like that, you might as well stop fouling, because, you know, the opposing team eventually is going to make free throws, and you're not going to win this damn ball game. So, but yeah, Nebraska really trying to make things interesting. I know they had impressive wins over some quad one opponents over the past, their past season anyways. I know Alex brought it up in a recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition, which, by the way, we will get together tonight as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on this cold Sunday morning. Me, Alex Aiden, 135. Tomorrow night will come out. I have to move some things around for that. So that will come out tomorrow night. I know I have my other podcast episode coming out as well. So busy on this holiday stretch here. But yeah, 71, the final score. Oh, by the way, 71-56 last night in Kansas City, which saw a ton of KC folks repping that purple. That's what I'm talking about, K-State Nation. You knew that K-State was going to show up. K-State Nation was going to show up there, given the fact that Jerome Tang making a little history of his own. First head coach, new head coach to reach 10 wins in his first year at a university like K-State. 10-1, and I believe got one more game left. I'm not mistaken, before West Virginia. I go back and check that out as well here. Keontae Johnson, back to him, second double-double of the year, 4 Wildcats, and Jerome Tang again. I mean, the other game, he stretched out his bench. This one, shorted his bench to Tyke Green, and of course, reliable Desi Steals. 4 Wildcats in double figures last night there as well, and this was the 11th Wildcat Classic there, ahead of some over 13,000 plus last night, again, in the T-Mobile Center there last night there as well. K-State continues its best start of the season, going back to 2016-2017 there as well. And here's something that kind of gets underlooked a little bit here. K-State men's basketball team, right? Snaps 4-game skid at the T-Mobile Center there. And then, of course, handing Nebraska another defeat in this, whatever you want to call this, big former Big 12 foes, whatnot in football. But in basketball, it's no contest here. I'll be bluntly honest here. No contest here. Nebraska dropped to 6-6 on the air there as well. Keontae Johnson, 2-3 from downtown there 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 34 minutes of action to play, 15th career double-double, including 7th with at least 20 points, 10 rebounds. And I can remember he did this against, I believe, Nevada as well. I can't remember if he did that or LSU or not. I know he was like over 15 points against LSU. I go back track that, but I know Nevada, he went off, and so did Marquise Noel. Went off in that classic game a few weeks ago there as well. Naquan Tomlin comes alive as well. See, they get a third score. And I said this a lot when talking about this men's basketball team, or I believe, no, it was not the men's basketball team, it was the women's basketball team getting a third score there last year on Plenty of Notes with Ayoka Lee and Serena Sundell. They got a third score. Watch out. I'm going to say the same thing for this men's basketball team. You get a third score now. It doesn't have to be Naquan Tomlin. It could be David Kasson, Cam Carter, or even someone like Desi Stills off the bench who continues to impress at a fast pace there off the bench, doing what Desi does with the energy that he brings off the bench there as well. You get this type of productivity from the offense, especially about to hit in Big 12 play. Watch out. Watch out for this team. I'm telling you. I cannot wait to watch this team in conference play. I know it's going to get tougher from here. Well, after the final non-con game. But there is one more non-con game. I am looking forward to that. That is the Big 12 SEC Challenge. I'm going to be going to that when K-State hosts Florida next month. Later next month. So I'm looking forward to going to that. I have not been to a men's. Now, I've already achieved the women's thing. We're going to go again at some point as a fam. Haven't been to a Bramlage game. Haven't been to a men's Bramlage game in quite some time since before the pandemic. So I'm definitely looking forward to that matchup. All the storylines, obviously, go to that, including our Keontae Johnson facing his Florida former team. And the Florida Gators, to get their team right now, been really a yo-yo, up and down with their new coach as well, but not here. I mean, we see some stretches that their K-State has been flat at times this year, but they somehow come out of it. But right from the gate, K-State came out with a lot of energy, and that's big thanks, obviously, to K-State Nation repping in KC. You know you're going to get a good showing out there, and this is good for Kansas State to finally break that string of terrible luck in KC. Obviously, I don't want to put the master ram with the horns on it, but was there while going to K-State, covered the NCAA tournament, that heartbreaking loss there, Bruce Weber, when we were, fourth seed taking on LaSalle. I still remember that till like it was yesterday. Like it happened yesterday there. The raucous scene there, and the unfortunate way that game turned out. But finally, K-State able to win in KC. You got to be able to do that. I mean, like the teams, football, Georgia does it every year, it seems like. And they got another test against Ohio State in a college football playoff. You got to win, try to win these home games, well, approximately closer to your home or your university, Kansas State University there as well. Noel, speaking of Marquise Noel, he... Cam Carter, let me check this here real quick before I go off and spout out here. Yeah, Marquise Noel, 13 points. Cam Carter, 10 there. Tomlin, 15. Desi Stills and Tyke Green combined for 7 points on combined 2 of 9 shooting from the field. So a little bit off on the bench side of things there, but this is going to be really interesting. Like I've been saying on this podcast, referring to the men's team there. It's going to be a real interesting. Does Jerome Tang keep the 7-man rotation? Does he mix it up? Does he have that depth in there? We'll just have to see about that come New Year's Eve when they host West Virginia again, the gauntlet of the Big 12 Conference in basketball. And it's going to be around the corner here, another 2 weeks for them. But again, a huge win. K-State 10-1 coming in, and there again a lot of excitement, and hopefully going to Big 12 play once the students get back from holiday break can rock that place, get Bramlage rocking, get that thing filled up. I'm gonna do some promoting for Jerome Tang here, get that thing filled up there and make Bramlage again, get it back to where it was several years ago before the pandemic. Get that thing rocking, and we'll see what happens there. I do want to say here real quick about, well, first things here, I'm going to wrap up with some quotes here from Jerome Tang. This is the postcast edition, K-State taking care of Nebraska in Kansas City last night, 71-56 there. Jerome Tang last night, quote, back to my other tab, quote, "I was blown away by our fan support, the staff. They came back in, I think it was after the first warm-up period. Coach Dream Dowling and was like, coach, the energy out there is different. It's like the NCAA tournament game. I'm telling you. It's buzzing. So I was like, okay, and I didn't want to look. I was trying not to let everybody see me look up in the rafters and go crap, there's a people up there too. There was all around. It was really cool. I've played in T-Mobile Center before, but I've never had a home court advantage. This is pretty awesome to play in here and have a home court advantage." See, and I think Jerome Tang earlier in the week talking about making some adjustments to the schedule, I guess travel schedule, whatnot. He was not pleased of how his team has been coming out, whatnot. Well, he might reconsider leaving Kansas City on a schedule for future endeavors for his basketball team. Because yes, Jerome Tang, your first year head coach, but welcome to the home court advantage, which is KC, and get out of here with this Iowa State stuff. Yeah, it was a few years ago, Iowa State North or whatever it was, where the hell it was. But now, I think if this success continues throughout, I know it's going to be an up and down battle. It's going to be a battle every night in Big 12. But if this success continues to rise like this, you're going to get even more of it. Yeah, last night, shout out K-State Nation for showing out there last night for the basketball team and way his team performed. Coach Tang went on to say, quote, "We've got some competitors, right, and they want to win, you know. I think every day our care factor is growing, that we care more about winning and we care about individual stats and stuff. I mean, Desi Steals, I mean, he played great defense. I don't think he played his best game statistically, but the energy and effort and the contributions that made up there, like, we can't do it without him, right? And David Gasson wasn't really great, you know. I mean, he scored 3 points, but he had 8 rebounds as his season high. But, I mean, his ball screen role, his rim runs, all the things that he did, I mean, those things are valuable. So I know it was Naquan and Keontae up here, but they're be the first to tell you, like, Keontae gets wide open, 3 in the corner and in the first half, because David Rim ran right under. We were able to hit him for a wide open 3. He doesn't do that. You know, everybody is doing their part, and I'm really proud of that. The couple of guys, I think, as we go along, if I couldn't get them to get just a little bit more buying right, we can have a deeper rotation than we have right now, and we're going to need it for the Big 12, but a lot of dudes, they're fun to coach and fun to watch and compete out there, end quote, as well. That hits on what I just mentioned about, you know, this bench being kind of deeper, and then one game being only 7 2-man rotation off the bench, right? So that's telling me already something right there. You don't have to be a scientist, right, to figure that out, right? They got a deeper bench than that. Ishmael should not playing again, one of them. Probably because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in practice. Dorian Finister, another one, and we haven't seen Bebe in there quite some time. I don't know if he's hurt or whatnot. Other Casey insiders more than me have it more figured out than I do. So, but yeah, Bebe, we ain't seen him play, so I know they got a deeper bench than what we've seen out there. So yeah, you're gonna need, again, going back to what I said a few moments ago on the postcast, you're going to need that bench if you're going to win these tough games in the Big 12 conference there. So, it's going to be interesting. We're going to keep on, for sure, follow the storyline going into Big 12 play. I know they have one more game before that, which is here. I'm doing some double digits here real quick here. And, of course, why not? I got to sign on in, back on in here. Next. for K-State men's basketball here will be Wednesday night here, as I do two things at the same time here. Wednesday night against a 6-6 Radford team coming in to Bramlett's Coliseum. So Jerome Tang and company will have that. What in the world? Come on. Okay, so technology, right, can be a pain. But okay, now, okay, so Radford, 6-6 Radford. And this is going to be a part of a doubleheader coming up on Wednesday. So again, the men's and women's team will be in action in Bramlett's. This is going to be the second game of the doubleheader Wednesday there as well. So definitely, if you're around town, if you're not a student, if you're around town in the city of Manhattan, Little Apple, College Town, the most famous college town in Big 12, definitely come out and check out the Cats here prior to Christmas weekend, next weekend, across America, across around the world as well. But the final score here, Keontae Johnson going off for a 23-piece against Nebraska, 71-56 here, well, not here, but in Kansas City yesterday. In Kansas City as well. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap things up on this edition, the postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, A.D. Greer. Make sure you stay tuned. Be on the lookout for episode 135 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly, and we will continue, or really actually begin. Actually, before we sign out, this is going to be a big week for the podcast. Big week for the podcast. Special guest confirmed for this week, which will probably be moved to, well, actually, that episode we're going to be recording on Thursday with our returning special guest, another returnee, is going to be on this podcast, and I'm going to tell you, right, I'll make this a clue for you guys, a podcast favorite returns to this show, and that's going to be out the day after Christmas. I will not post anything. Well, I might post one daily, but I don't know if I'm going to post the Christmas daily or not on that. But yeah, that daily, or not that daily, that weekly will be out the day after Christmas. So it'll be next Monday. So a podcast favorite will be back on the show. I'm really excited for that. And the time of it couldn't be any better than that as well. So I'm going to let you figure that one out as well. That's going to tell you to subscribe, do all that kind of stuff, K-State Nation, and we'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.